WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's probably one of the last times you'll ever hear Jay-Z on the show. We never know when his name's going to come out. As
I didn't even think about that.
The Diddy parties, you know?
Well,
Fran and his Spotify list over there.
Yeah.
Well, I like how Fran tweets out the playlist. From
yes, he does.
Yeah, so if
you hear any, do that today.
If you hear any song you like, you can just go to his Twitter.
Yeah, why you didn't tweet out your playlist today?
Huh? I will later.
Did you tweet it out yesterday?
No, he wasn't. Also, you tweeted out afterwards. You don't tweet out beforehand.
Yeah, I'm worried about his playlist. Not so much about any show preparation. the songs he likes.
Only the important stuff.
Yeah. Let's say, Elliot, that the Eagles lose on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
Do you think there's a chance Nick Sirianni gets fired?
No, I don't think so. You know, obviously there's a thousand ways this could happen if Jalen doesn't play. Like, but assuming it's like just a normal
no, loss.
I don't think so. I don't.
Then you would assume that he gets an extension?
I think he gets an extension.
So the Eagles would go, and I'm just trying to set this up because I think they should do that. But the Eagles go 14-3, they lose a home playoff game, and they're going to announce during the offseason that Nick Sirianni gets a contract extension.
It would probably wait a few days if I had to guess. But, I mean, the thing about a contract extension is it's not like we're talking about handing a quarterback a franchise deal. There's no salary cap. I know that they work within a budget, but it's just Jeffrey Lurie's money. So if they want to bring Nick back for next year, I would think they would give him an extension to almost pay away the headache that would come of all year being like, Nick's on a one-year deal. Is he going to get... I mean, look what it's been this year. Like, there were stories 2 weeks ago that they could fire him and hire Bill Belichick, who's currently employed at North Carolina. So the stories are always going to be there, but I think if you give him an extension, it silences that.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles have to reach the Super Bowl for this season to be a success? 81.1% say yes, leaving 19% to say no. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, men. We are.
We are.
I'm Philadelphia, not State College.
Temple made.
I'm with you this week, Chris. We are.
I know you are, brother.
I guess we know who Ike's betting on.
You're not like those other two little, you know.
No worries, Chris. You know, being like 50 years old and still pinning your hopes on college kids is not weird at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's nothing weird about
that. Glory days of basketball in the 1980s for Temple. Yeah, I got you, Spike.
I didn't go to Temple.
That's me.
That's the other guy there.
Temple's finest.
And the other thing is, so let me ask you this, Chris, real quick. Are you one of those guys that goes back to the Penn State bars when there's acting like reliving the good old days when all the students just want you to go away? Are you one of those people?
Truth Serum, though, I'd love to keep the banner going. No, I'm not one of those guys. I made fun of them back in the day, too.
All right, good. So what do you think, Chris? Eagles have to get to the Super Bowl for the season to be? Yes, okay.
Of course, we got to talk about this. Of course, as usual, ESP is like way off in left field. So they not only need to reach the Super Bowl, man, they need to win it.
That's what ESP said.
That's what I said. Me and you are on the same page.
Yeah.
Then there's something wrong.
You might want to rethink that. Yeah. Glad to see you have a good opinion.
So they definitely do. Because here's the problem, guys. I know what I want to disagree with them. If they don't win the Super Bowl, actually, as a matter of fact, you brought up the question earlier. If they lose in the first week, does Nick get fired? 100% he gets fired. And here's why. Okay. When he decided and the organization decided to throw away history last week and not.
I didn't even add that part in. Yeah.
But that's not his call, Chris.
Yeah.
I said he and the organization, okay? He and all the other people that were involved in that bad decision to throw away history. So because of that, man, if you think that the fan base is going to accept it if we lose the Super Bowl, and they thought we acted crazy before, now when we get hit with us that they threw this fire on it, that we also threw away a chance at sticking our name in the history books because we were told, oh, well, we'll be healthy to win you a championship. They ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to make all of our other Super Bowl losses or postseason failures look like a Flyers loss.
Well, Chris,
the only thing
I would say is if they were going to let the public opinion of Nick impact their decision, he would have been fired already. I mean, at the end of last year, everybody wanted him gone.
2-4 in the postseason if he loses on Sunday. So that actually plays into it.
I was going to say, what if they're upset at him?
What if they're upset?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, forget about listening to fans. I mean, what they should be upset.
Well, I think to what Chris was saying is the public outrage will be loud. I don't think that impacts their decision on Nick. Now, in the building, you know, I guess it depends how it happens. And, you know, Hugh brought something up. I think it was, like, if they're not thrilled with how he's done some things off the field with, like, the yelling at the fans, the Zach Ertz thing, that's something I don't have a read on. But that is one thing where maybe they go, all right.
We don't want this anymore.
Yeah.
I just think
on the hot seat. That's why they didn't bring him back right away. That's why they made up the whole thing about weather and stuff.
Chris, I would tell you this, though. If they lose the Super Bowl, I don't think people around here are going to be saying, and you cost us the Saquon rushing record. If they're in the Super Bowl.
I actually disagree with you.
If they're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because me and Ellie will be saying it.
I think if they lose the Super Bowl and it's deemed that Nick made a mistake, I think whenever they lose, the Saquon thing is coming back. We can disagree with it, whatever. The Saquon thing is coming back. If they don't win the Super Bowl.
I try to tell Spike, this is a real thing that these fans want.
If they get
to
the Super Bowl, then clearly they made the right decision.
No.
Yes.
No, absolutely not. You have no idea if someone would have been hurt, not hurt. Like, they should have gone for it. But what happens in the postseason doesn't validate or invalidate it. Yeah. The decision's already wrong, in my opinion. Whatever happens from here on out doesn't
matter. Let me bring up a major point here, too, because I gotta correct one of your callers. Corey. Okay, I'm tired of the nonsense. Okay, here's the problem with Corey, because you said...
What's the point? What's the point?
Well, he gave you a nonsense response about how they're trying to defend Jalen for not having good years and saying, oh, there's too much talent.
All right.
Okay?
So the question was... Hold on. Just let me... You can debate it. Just let me... For nobody who's listening at 2 o'clock, I asked... Corey talked about...
Everybody's
all,
listening at
2. Well, no, for the people who were not.
I know what you're saying.
Right. So,
Jack.
Corey was telling me that they should win because of all this talent they have on offense. And my very simple question to Corey was, if they have so much talent on offense, why don't they score more points? And Corey's response was, they have too much talent, which makes it too hard for Jalen to pick who to throw the ball to.
So elite maneuvering by Corey there.
I respect it.
I mean, they do score a ton of points.
They don't. They don't score a ton of points.
But
they average 26.5 points
with
Jalen.
That's a lot of points. 26.5 points
it's
is
like
not
eighth
a small...
in the NFL.
Yeah, eighth is pretty high. Like, you're acting like they're 17th in this offense struggles. They score
lot
of points.
Their offense by points and DVOA is nowhere near what it should be.
But here's the problem with that.
It's just true.
I mean, the DVOA thing, you can go down that road. But
the greatest show on turf didn't have problems with winning with too much talent. As a matter of fact,
I agree with you.
Not only that, Kurt Warner hoists two MVPs. Marshall Faulk hoists an MVP. They hoist Super Bowl MVPs. So that's just somebody who's trying to make spin that the quarterback cannot excel. Because here's the difference. We have a good quarterback, not a great quarterback. And that's the difference of why they're not doing, and your point is valid, Spike, when you say, hey, well, why aren't they doing more? And they got to try to cover up and make excuses for him. And again, I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback. People try to put words in my mouth. He's a good quarterback. He's not great.
He's better than good.
Kurt Warner was great when surrounded with great talent, did great things.
So if thank you for that. And Chris, give us your go-to game show, all-time favorite game show.
Best thing about being sick at home when you were a kid is watching Price is Right.
Oh, Price is Right's a great one.
I will say this.
Thank you for the call, Chris.
I wasn't going to steal Price is Right, but I was waiting for it to come up. What's the my favorite game with Price is Right? I had two of them. No, they had games within the Price is Right.
Yeah, okay. Well, Plinko was my favorite.
Plinko is favorite.
That's, okay.
That's number
you
one.
Drop it.
Yep. That's number one.
Yep.
Good choice by you, Spike.
Yep.
And then the one with the yodeler going up the mountain.
Oh, yes. What was that called?
I forget what the name of that one was.
How did you play it?
I guess you had to guess the price of an item.
And
the closer you got, you wanted to get it before you tipped over, I guess.
Right, yes.
I just, as a kid, I remember that whole,
I used to like just guessing the price of the items.
Yes, and by the way, that's a game, I could have played that game. I'm not saying I would have won, but not like Jeopardy. That's the good thing about Wheel of Fortune, Price is Right.
We could have all done Price is Right.
Are you guys including dating shows as game shows?
Yes.
That's a game show. Yeah, that's a game show.
Real quick, if we take Jalen's points per game, which were, I think, 26.6, here are the teams that scored more than that per game this
season. Let's hear it.
Detroit, Buffalo, Baltimore, Tampa, Washington, Cincinnati, and Green Bay. So all I'm saying is this.
How many teams in that group do you think the Eagles should have scored more than? Two?
All
Washington?
Of them. All of them.
Why should they score more than Cincinnati?
Because they have the best wide receiver duo in the NFL, at least the second.
Eagles?
Maybe they have the second.
Okay, but let's just take that back.
Here's
for a second.
Here's why. They have the best wide receiver duo or second best wide receiver.
Or third.
Right in there, top three.
Right.
The best running back in the NFL.
Right.
The best offensive line in the NFL. A Pro Bowl level tight end.
Yes.
So you put all of those things together, you should absolutely be scoring more points than everybody.
So, a couple things. One, they're still scoring a lot of points. So it's not like the offense isn't working. But two,
if I had told you, hold on. Before the year, that the goal for this offense is to be top 10 points per game, you would have told me I was crazy.
So I agree with you. I would have said top five, top three, whatever.
Right.
But we also have to acknowledge, since we watched all the games, there were lots of times this year where they killed 10 minutes off the clock, 8 minutes off the clock, where they could have scored more points. And so the difference between being eighth and like fourth is what? A point and a half, 2 points?
Yeah, but that's what averages are.
No, I know, but I'm saying we watched this team. Like, we saw the offense outside of a slow first quarter was great all year.
We don't think... But by the way, we're talking about teams that also ran the ball a ton. Green Bay runs the ball a ton. Washington runs the ball a ton. Baltimore runs the ball a ton. Detroit runs the ball a ton. Buffalo runs the ball a ton.
Right.
You're telling me
and the Eagles
that
won more games than all but two of those. No, the point I'm making is they're salting away wins. Washington, Green Bay, Baltimore. Baltimore was one of the teams where they held the ball for 9 minutes to end the game. So the Eagles are using fourth quarters differently than other offenses. That's the point I'm making.
All of those teams, by the way, blew out other teams and had plenty of time to salt away the game.
And I'm fine with saying the Lions offense is better, the Bills offense, that's fine. But to act like the Eagles offense didn't reach its potential, I think is wrong. They were one of the best offenses in the NFL. They were.
The DVOA doesn't say so. Points doesn't say so. What metric, Elliot?
So I think eighth is a fine place, number one.
No, but it's not. You just told me it wasn't.
No, I said because of how they got to eighth. Like, from watching the offense this year, you truly don't think they reached their potential?
No.
Why?
Why? Because they have an elite set of people to have an elite passing game, and they don't have it.
Because they run it all the time.
But why?
But they score. So
why
it's like, why do you care?
But they don't score.
They do it. Eighth in the league is not a bad outcome.
Like, it is not
but also
good
you,
enough.
But you keep doing the thing where it's like, well, they have the best receivers, the best... Yes, they
it's
are
all
in,
true.
No, hold on. They're in the conversation. I'm not trying to diminish the players, but to act like they're actually number one in all those, that is pretty subjective. Like T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, who average more points. You can make the argument they're better. I don't think it, but you could argue St. Brown and
Williams. Okay, so top three.
Yes,
top three.
Yes, yeah, okay. So they're a little outside. They're a little outside where they should have been.
Name another team that has top three wide receivers, top three offensive line, top three running back. Name one team
that has all those things.
Yes.
I mean, you could argue Detroit.
No, you couldn't.
Detroit's offensive line's awesome. They have an awesome running game. Yeah. I know you're not saying running individual, but Gibbs and...
Detroit is the one offense when they were fully at strength that you could say matched the
Eagles. Okay, and what is the difference there? They scored 33 points a game, and what's the difference?
That's a whole touchdown.
Yes, but
hold on!
But just because the Lions' offense is better doesn't mean the Eagles' offense didn't reach their potential. You're right. The Lions scored
things,
more points.
Yeah.
You're right.
Eighth in points per game is not good enough.
I disagree.
Well, here's the thing. As I got to sit here and listen to you two. Great argument, too, going back and forth. I was trying to keep up. Yeah. Trying to keep up. Good argument points. Here's what I think it boils down to. To Elliot's point, I think it is a very good offense. But to Spike's point, he's saying it could have been or should have been better than what it was. And ultimately what you're saying is why it wasn't as good as it should have been is the quarterback was not as good.
Yes.
I mean, that's ultimately what's being
said. Well, let me ask you this, though. Before the year,
can I do this first?
Go ahead.
Literally, don't go anywhere. It's going to be 1 minute. That's the good news. More good news for you. Guida's big year-end sales event is now Guida's big winter sales event. So I told you, if you wanted 40% off every door and every window, you had until December 31st. But Guida's like, you screwed around, but they're still going to hook you up anyway. It's cold outside. You need to replace your old drafty windows and doors so your energy bills don't go through the roof. And it is now their big winter sales event. Get 40% off every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window. That also includes free high performance low E glass. I don't know what that is, but it sounds awesome. Every new door, 40% off. You can start your project with no money down, interest-free financing up to a year, but this is only going for a limited time. So if your house needs new windows and doors, call Guida today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at GoGuida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com.
So before the year, you're saying you would have thought they should have been top five, top three, whatever.
Which you said as well.
Right, okay.
I would say the same thing.
And we would have thought they would have carried the team as
but
well.
But I think in that, you're like, where would you rank Jalen among the NFL quarterbacks?
14.
Okay. So that's really where you put him?
Yes, but truthfully, okay. but being right, honest here.
Whatever, 11 through 14.
I actually think like 5 through 14 are in a giant grab bag of players that are very similar.
The point I'm making is the teams that are ahead of the Eagles, for the most part, have quarterbacks that you would probably say are better than Jalen. So you can't on one hand be like, they should be a top three offense, and then also be like, but Jalen's not that good. If you expected them to be a top three offense, and clearly you think Jalen was going to be pretty good. Because if you don't, then why should they be top three if Jalen's not that good?
Well, no, fair point.
Well, but that goes back to my point is the offense isn't good enough because
But you
of
said Jalen's 14th or whatever, and they're 8th in points. So like clearly by your metric, they are overachieving in a way. Unless... Because you're saying the quarterback matters a lot.
But I'm saying, I understand what you're saying, but I think you're trying to twist what I'm saying. I am saying that the offense should be better if the quarterback is as good as we think he is.
But they're outperforming where you think the quarterback is.
Do you think that Baker Mayfield is better than Jalen Hurts?
No, I said there were two or three teams ahead of them.
Jordan Love, do you think he's better than Jalen Hurts? Okay. All right. Do you think Jared Goff is better than Jalen Hurts?
I don't, but there's an argument.
Because the only two quarterbacks we would all agree
Baker Mayfield's
are
a better passer.
Yes, I mean, I think he is. I would take better.
But quarterback.
We would agree that Josh Allen's better. We would agree that Lamar Jackson is better. Those are the only two, and Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But every other quarterback on this list, he is in the group with.
Well, Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels is a rookie.
He's a rookie.
So, yeah, I think he's better than Jalen.
Well, Jalen should be better than Jaden Daniels.
Should he be?
Yes.
Jaden Daniels is second overall pick in the draft.
It's his rookie year.
Right, but we're going to talk about what they should be.
Caleb Williams, he was the first overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, he's played 1 year. We'll see. But who should be better, Caleb Williams or Jalen?
Right now? This year?
Jalen.
No, I'm saying like in their careers. Like who should
Yeah, but he's saying right now.
Okay, this year. Okay,
today. And all these quarterbacks are, that I believe, in the same group with Jalen. I think Jared Goff is in the same group with Jalen. Baker Mayfield is in the same group with Jalen. Jaden Daniels, at this point, is the same group with Jalen. Jordan Love is in the same group with Jalen. Mm-hmm. Everybody would say that. And if you want to do the points ahead of them, then the points below them are also very close, too. Denver at 25 with a rookie quarterback. Minnesota with Sam friggin' Darnold are right behind them,
too. I'm actually surprised they aren't higher.
Right.
Seems like they scored more points this year.
Minnesota. They had a streak of like four games where
they weren't putting up a lot of points.
I mean,
Sam Darnold threw 35 touchdowns this year.
He did.
I know you're going to say this is how stats work, and you're right. But like the difference between 8th and 4th is 2 points.
Yeah, but so, the difference between 15th and 4th.
But I think... Like we could debate like where they should rank in the top 10, but the core of your argument is the offense wasn't as good as it should have been. And that's where I disagree with. So we could say, should they have been 7th, 8th, 9th, 3rd? When I watch offense this year, I didn't think that they underperformed.
Well, here's the thing.
They had a 2,000-yard rusher. They won 14 games.
The passing game underperformed. Let me just say this. There's no way any of us, and this isn't, I'm a pro Jalen guy. Right. I like the offense. But they are ranked 29th in passing.
So I agree with you.
You can't be ranked 29th in passing.
So I agree the passing offense underperformed. But ultimately, that's just part of the offense.
Sure.
The offense as a
it's
whole
a running offense.
Did
yes.
not underperform.
It's half of the offense.
Yes. Okay. So I don't get the point.
Well, you're saying it's part of the offense.
It's part of it, yes.
It is literally the most important thing.
Right, but they don't get more points for throwing a touchdown than running it. So, like, ultimately, if we're talking about the offense scoring points,
I don't think they score points at a high enough rate.
They won 14 games and finished second.
Because they have the number one defense in the NFL, which none of us expected.
But how many games, I'm trying to think how many low-scoring games they won this year. Like, the defense was awesome. I'm not taking away from the defense. But
you're right. They won games
17-13 every week.
New Orleans game was a low-scoring game.
That was one.
Cleveland game was a low-scoring game that they won.
Yeah, 20-13, yeah.
It was 20-16, I think.
Something like that.
The Baltimore game was what? Like what
24-19,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, low-scoring-ish.
I mean, it's fair.
It wasn't
10-7. There were more than I thought. Yeah.
You know, even the Pittsburgh game was a low-scoring game, you know?
See, but again, like, but with Baltimore. But with Baltimore, they held the ball for 10 minutes. So now you can say they should have scored more early in the first quarter. Points, I think, were a disappointment. But
that's really why the points on higher is because
it's the first quarter.
And
the Packers, by the way, are fourth in the league in first quarter points. So this Sunday, you got
to
get
a fast start.
The only other thing to point to this thing is the last couple of weeks, we have not had problems scoring in the first quarter.
Well, yes, but also they had started to correct that. They against Washington, Jalen scored a touchdown and had him at 10. Against Pittsburgh, they scored. So you're right, though. Look, the offense is awesome. I think Jalen is important to the team. But
yes,
the offense
is good.
No, the offense is better than good. I just don't get why. What are you not like? Yes, they don't pass it
at a super high level.
They have
too much talent to be eighth in the league in points. That's it. They have too much talent to be eighth in the league in points.
But I think you're wrapped up in being eighth as opposed to
That's how it is.
No,
you're compared to the other teams.
But we watched them this year, and there were lots of times they killed clock because they were up big.
There were lots of times they didn't score in the first half.
Yes, that's part of it.
They were the lowest scoring team in the first quarter in the NFL.
Yes, they were not good in the first quarter.
Okay.
I agree. That doesn't mean they were a bad offense.
I didn't say they were bad. I said they were not.
Sorry, they weren't
enough.
A good offense or whatever you're trying to use.
Good.
Yeah, they're better than good.
No.
If you're eighth out of 32, would you say you are, what?
You're the top 75 percentile.
You're the top 33. Yes. Well, they're in the top third.
Eight is one.
They're top quarter of the league.
Yeah.
The top quarter of the league.
Is that how it goes? What did I say? 75%.
Yeah, well, that's it. They are in the top 75%.
Okay,
so would you feel better if they were sixth?
No, I would feel better if they were third.
So if they averaged three more points a game, you would be.
Yes, but that's
all in.
But again, Elliot, if you want
to that's a lot of points to be 29 points a game.
If you want to talk about just three more points, if they scored three less points, they would have been the same as Arizona, Atlanta, San Francisco. That's not good enough either. So yes, it's 3 points, but there's a big difference in 3 points.
Right, I get that, but I just think you're so worked up in where they're like we watched them all year. We watched this team all year.
Yes,
their offense moved the ball up and down the field in the vast majority of games.
No.
It did. I mean, again,
I don't know what offense
they were like eighth in yards, too, I think.
Eighth? Oh. Holy cow, Elliot. How much can we pay AJ and Devontae next year to be eighth?
Well, look, AJ and Devontae. I mean, I just think you're underestimating
the offense. We have the highest paid offense probably in the NFL.
And they have one of the best offenses in the NFL, so it's all
eighth.
Worked out.
What metric? Okay, so they're eighth in yards, eighth in points,
all right, but let me ask you this.
14th in DVOA. What metric,
okay.
Elliot,
let me
are
ask
we
you
talking
this.
About
do you think
that
Tampa,
they're great in offense?
Do you think Tampa's offense is better than the Eagles? If you had to pick,
no.
If you had to pick an offense to win a game, you had to pick it. You're picking Tampa or the Eagles. Which are you picking? You know you're picking the Eagles.
The Eagles.
All right. Now, go through that other list. Like, would you actually take Green Bay's offense?
No.
I would take Detroit. I would
take
Buffalo.
One, two,
I would take Baltimore.
Three.
I would take
Baltimore's debatable to me.
Cincinnati.
Three.
I'm not taking Buffalo's offense.
I mean, Cincinnati, I know their defense was atrocious, but.
We're talking about their offense, though. You would take Jamar Chase.
Well, where I was getting at was like, it's not like they won 14 games. I know it's because of the defense, but just putting that out there.
The same reason we won 14 games.
No, it's not. The Eagles didn't win only because of their defense.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
I disagree.
All right.
So like, you can point to eighth or whatever, but we just went two or three teams on there. You wouldn't even take them over. So you basically think they're a top five offense.
And yet, we can't score more than them because the quarterback's not.
Do you think they're a top five offense?
They're not, but
what metric they are. I'm saying, do you think?
No.
All right, so name five offenses you would definitely take ahead of them.
Detroit.
One.
Buffalo.
Two.
Baltimore.
Three.
I don't know, any of the
so
other
you're
ones?
So you're already stretching.
You would take Baltimore's offense?
I wouldn't take Baltimore's offense.
I would not take Baltimore's offense. The quarterback is awesome. Don't get me wrong there. But if I'm just looking at their skill guys, I like our skill guys more than I like Baltimore.
Final question. The Eagles scored 26.5 points per game with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback. If Jared Goff was a quarterback, how many points would they have scored?
27.
All right. So half a point.
No, I think it would be roughly the same. Yes.
Okay.
I do. Right. Look, Jalen does a lot of this offense that I think.
I'm not doing that.
Okay. It's fine. You cannot do it. But, like, it does matter.
We're doing Jordan. Great. Kenny Pickett did the tush push to him.
Ask Jordan my lot where he thinks they should rank.
All right. I'll
Oh, man.
All right. Thank you, Elliot.
Welcome
fun
back.
Time as always. Yeah, I missed you guys.
So, Go Birds Pod is twice a day now.
Yeah. So, I'm every
There's
morning.
Go Birds Daily with you, and then 10 you and James
live.
Yeah.
So, 4 a.m. is more like the news of the day, audio, what you should know. 10 a.m. is more James yelling.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you can get the Go Birds podcast in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Elliot, I love you.
Good to
Jordan Mailata is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.